Welcome to day two of our annual North America Community Meeting from Toronto, Canada. I'm Alicia Malone, Senior Manager of Public Relations at PCI Security Standards Council. This morning we kicked off the community meeting and wow, did we have a major announcement from Lance Johnson, our Executive Director at PCI SSE. Lance talked about an exciting new engagement opportunity that will significantly expand our board of advisors and create new engagement opportunities for our stakeholders. Here is a little from Mark's interview with Lance earlier today about this monumental announcement.
Wow, Lance, you had a major announcement this morning in the general session. What's the big news?
First, the big news is we're back in person, and that was exceptional. That was absolutely one of the most invigorating opportunities to be with the stakeholders from all around the world. But you're right, we had some major information that we were providing to the industry about how the council is evolving to meet their needs. The first is, as of the beginning of next year, the council is going to be expanding its participating organization structure. So the Board of Advisors, which is currently 30 organizations, which are elected from their peers throughout the PO structure, are going to go to 56. So three new groups from one. Today we have the one, the POs, then three new groups are the associate, the principal, and the individual. And with that, we're going to hopefully open up the opportunities for participation and engagement in the activities that we do, meeting our mission, which is protecting payments.
And speaking of opening up engagement opportunities, so the Board of Advisors is gonna expand and then they're also gonna have a vote, is that right?
Yes, so that's probably the second half of the big announce, or it is the second half of the big announcement. The other big comment that we've gotten over the years is organizations want more engagement. Going forward, next year, all new standards and all major work items associated with a standard are going to be voted on and approved by the Board of Advisors.
That's a pretty big change. What made the council make this decision to make this change now?
This is a direct reflection of what we've learned from the POs themselves. This is what they've asked for. We've heard it before. Now we're taking the step to actually meet their expectations, and now we're taking the step to fulfill their request.
That all sounds very exciting and groundbreaking. So for those stakeholders who'd like to learn more about this reorganization, where can they get additional information?
That's a simple answer. Go to our brand new website.
We also heard from an out-of-this-world keynote speaker, Melody Yashir. She is a space architect who spoke about her mission to create off-world habitats and a permanent human presence on the moon and on Mars. Her keynote address really was a big hit with our attendees. We also caught up with some of our community meeting attendees at our welcome reception last night, which took place at the Steam Whistle Brewery. We asked them what it's like to be back in person again and what they enjoy most about the community meetings.
Oh, it's long overdue. We're so excited to actually be able to get out and see everybody again and come together finally and meet and see the people that we haven't seen for 2-3+ years.
I'm kind of liking the Survivors Club feel. Like, the Rony years are mostly done with now. It's nice to see everybody again. You can see the pent-up demand for people being back in person. It's fantastic. Everybody's super excited. There's tons of enthusiasm. I think tomorrow's going to be crazy busy.
I love the smiles on everyone's face, and when someone comes to me and say, hey, I know you, or me going to someone and say, hey, we know each other somehow and let's connect. And that's something very special for me, is being in person, connecting with them face to face.
Welcome reception is unlike anything I've ever seen before. This is an amazing venue. This is really cool with the train park, and I've never seen a brewery quite this large. This is truly special.
The fun continues tomorrow with another keynote address in the morning session. This time it's Confidence Stavely, the 2021 Cybersecurity Woman of the Year Award winner and a cybersecurity awareness and inclusion advocate with over a decade of experience in technology. We will also once again have two tracks of terrific content on subjects ranging from the global threat landscape to mobile payment security. Be sure to check the agenda on the Cvent app or on our website to find the sessions that most interest you. The community meetings wrap up tomorrow with some terrific general session presentations from Emma Sutcliffe with PCI-SSE and Brian Byrne from EMVCO. We will conclude with some great information about the top five ways to engage with PCI-SSE. See you then!